Well, Father, I truly do thank you this morning, and we all give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we thank you for this little video that Nancy Connell found, and we thank you, Father God, that you're still trying to get through to us that the enemy hates us, and he's scared to death of us. And Father God, I'm asking you this morning to really sink that down into their spirit, man. This is a seed, Father God. Plant it deeply, water it, and let it grow good fruit. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God has been saying that very same thing to us in so many different ways. But we haven't yet grasped hold of what God is saying, trying to say to them. I'm reading a prophetic word here this morning. It's called the Angel Gate. I am now releasing my mighty ones to break up entrenched evil. Hear what he said. I am now releasing my mighty ones to break up entrenched evil. They will strike the forever losers' protections of diabolical root systems in America's capital and in state capitals. He's talking about his angels now, okay? Called the Angel Gate. He's already released these angels to work throughout the land. Michael, my war prince, has released insufficient numbers war angels to unlock this nation and to break barrier walls. Companies of our special forces angels, the angels of fire, have penetrated into the realms of iniquity to ambush as the Ecclesiastics makes their commands in my name. That's you and I. As you command things, and the angels are going to go to work, and the angels are going to do the warfare, and the war and the battle's going to be won. Cover-ups will be uncovered. Giants taunting in opposition will fall. Strongholds of darkness will be destroyed and their influence shattered. Strongholds of darkness will be destroyed. See that? And their influence shattered. See, the problem with us is right now the war is very intense in the spirit realm, the atmosphere, and we're giving in, if the shoe fits, put it on, but the body of Christ is giving in to the warfare, and they're not trusting and believing God is in control of all things. My angels are merging with my people to bring the forces of evil in Baal's kingdom down, and my unshakable kingdom will rise in waves of power. Hear the sound of the battering rams of my kingdom resounding against wicked strongholds. The abominations will not stand, for overwhelming might will now bear upon covenant breakers seeking to destroy my purposes. Let me read that again. The abominations will not stand. Why? Because overwhelming might will now bear upon covenant breakers seeking to destroy my purposes. In other words, God's now going to fight the demonic realm with his angelic host and tear down the dark kingdom. All right? The advancement of my kingdom will become very rapid, and rapid strikes will come against hindering spirits, spirits of perversion, governmental tyranny, and culture systems that are polluted by demonic power. The world will now see the mobilization of my kingdom ecclesiasy and the heaven's angel armies under Lord Sabbath. We're going to start seeing these. This will suddenly and aggressively be revealed. It will see the fierceness of hell's resistance against my kingdom superseded by the fierceness of my wrath against their allegiance to Baal. This will suddenly and aggressively be revealed. You know, God said he's in the suddenlies right now. And overnight, in an instant of the night, you're going to start seeing angelic visitations. God goes on to say, my fierce deployments will now emerge. My intercessors are willing, and they will also deploy on strike missions against hell's dominion. His intercessors are you and I. And he's saying that we are now willing to do our job, and that's to intercede against the powers of darkness and loose God's hands so he can move on our behalf. There's so much doubt and unbelief in the body of Christ. Well, it's in the world to begin with, and it's seeped into the body of Christ. And God's not able to move the way he wants to because of the doubt and unbelief. And he's telling us to get out of doubt and unbelief and walk in pure faith, no matter what we see. Are you understanding this? No, a very fierce war season will now begin. A very fierce war season will now begin. Engage and win it with my power through prayers, decrees of faith, and worship warfare. Know that an agitated demonic realm will stir violence in the natural realm. But I will send fresh power from heaven to resource you, and fresh fire will be seen of my manifest presence that will hover over you in manifest glory, radiating continued support as I give my people in the Exodus. I'm telling you guys, you all say, well, where's the glory? That God told us the glory is already here. It's not in its fullest power, but it's already here. But I don't believe you all understand that it's already here. How many years ago did God give us this scripture? How many believe that? Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He told us, and that's why we put that up here. The glory's already here. And the reason why you're not seeing it in its fullness is because you can't quite believe that. And so you're not expecting any the fullness of God to drop upon us. And you're not really prepared for the miracles that God wants to give us. All right? And why do I say it? Because your home lives aren't right yet. Your men aren't loving their wife the way they ought. Wives aren't loving their men the way their husbands the way they ought. Children are come against parents. And you know, God's been dealing with that for quite some time now. There's perversion in the church. God's calling for holiness. He's always called for holiness. But yet you want the glory to drop. Well, if the glory drops on me, then I'll be free. You might be dead. Remember, he said if you don't get out of your sin when the glory drops, it can take you out. Remember Ananias and Sapphira, they lied to the Holy Spirit, and they dropped dead on the spot, and God told us the anointing of Ananias and Sapphira was coming into the church once again. So if you're sitting in the house of God lying, you might not leave the church walking. I mean, you know, that's not funny, but that is the truth according to what God has told us. God says, behold and know, I have now opened a door of heaven. See that? I have opened the angel gate over you. Now, right now, they get doors already open over us. I've opened the door of angel armies to the king's ecclesiastic. They will deploy on strike missions, for I will have my harvest. God said, he doesn't care what y'all do. He's going to bring the harvest in. Are you listening? And you know, I'm going to teach on don't let any man steal your crown, which God told me in September. I'm going to teach on tonight because so you all understand what that really means. He told me that personally. And some of you are allowing your crown to be stolen. And I would really be trembling in my shoes if that was me. Are you understanding this? Our kingdom allies. The coalition forces of my kingdom are now being called to the battle line. The synergizing strength of my allies joined together for my kingdom cause has never been stronger. My angels, my remnant warrior armies, the Holy Spirit, my Father, and all of heaven have allied with me in my kingdom. Fight one of us, you fight all of us. You know, don't you understand that you're the apple of God's eye? You know, and when the enemy comes after you, they fight all of heaven. And God's not going to allow you to be taken out. He doesn't stop you from, he has to let the enemy take you and test you. But he won't let the enemy kill you. Covenants are established. Treaties have been signed with my blood. Alignments have initiated assignments. And the strength of my coalition is filled with overwhelming might. Know that hell cannot prevail. Hell cannot prevail. My church will prevail. my remnant will prevail. Are you listening here? Devil will not, but we will. For yes, my kingdom has been attacked, and yes, my remnant has been pressed in a great battle, but know that a mighty kingdom is allied with you. Know that the King of heaven and earth is allied with you. Know that the Holy Spirit and his angel armies are allied with you. You will not fight this battle alone. Remember a couple months ago, God said, now the remnant was being judged. We were being pressed on all sides. Some of you didn't fare too well in that judging. And some of you were found wanting in God's scales. I would be concerned about that. You call yourself a remnant, and you think that you've escaped the judgment, but the remnant has not. God says, my kingdom allies are rushing to the battlefront. My powers and my anointing to prevail are coming upon you. My powers and my anointing to prevail are coming upon you. Engage the enemy's kingdom. Engage his followers. With great boldness, reign with me as authorized heirs. Partner with heaven. Run with the angels. Follow Holy Spirit's leadership and expand my kingdom upon the earth. The angel gate is open. We're going to go back and read that again. My kingdom allies are rushing to the battlefront. My powers and my anointing to prevail are coming upon you. Engage the enemy's kingdom. Engage his followers. With great boldness, reign with me as authorized. In other words, don't be quit running away from the stupid devil. Run towards him. I'm going to tell you one thing. The three times that Satan come and visited with me an hour each time, he is scared to death of a child of God. And all he knows is threats and lies. And he backs down if you stand your ground. You know, we both looked at each other eyeball to eyeball, but he backed down. And he said, I'll come back and see you again. And he did, but he didn't win any time. So what are you made of? You're not made of marshmallows and fluff. You're a warrior in the house of God, and you're supposed to have boldness, and God gives you boldness. You fight God tooth and nail. Why don't you, and then you belly up to the devil. Why don't you just reverse that? Why don't you, belly up to God and fight the devil? Where am I at? Engage his followers. With great boldness, reign with me. You know, be bold. And I hear some of your big mouths, out on the street, you're about as mouthy and loud as you can get. Why not be that way against the devil? As you know, do that with, as authorized heirs, you have a right to be bold. Partner with heaven, run with the angels, follow Holy Spirit's leadership, and expand my kingdom upon the earth. The angel gate is open. God has given us everything we need to accomplish the great and mighty battle that's before us. God said, I will have the final word. Have you ever fought with somebody that's demon-possessed? Their mouth goes on and on and on and on, and then they get to cussing, and they get to spitting in your face, and they get to threatening, and the next thing you know, they're running away from you. The devil does not shut up. Believe me, I know. Face him every day. He's a big-mouth liar, and he has no backbone at all. And he has absolutely nothing to stand on except what you give him. God said, I will now deal with the oppressors of my people. I will move swiftly and with jealous aggression with my first responders. For I have heard their cry. God hears every one of your cries. I have heard their cries, and I will break the hold of the taskmaster's rule, though they bowed their necks in stubborn resistance. Y'all are one just, gave into the devil. But God's going to fight for you. I will lead them with nose rings. Oh, you ladies like to wear the nose rings? Here, God's going to give you a nose ring. I will lead them with nose rings to their place of destruction. like oxen to the slaughter. I will pull them to stalls of disgrace. He's talking about the enemy. We need to quit bowing to the enemy. We need to start telling the devil where he belongs and then make him go there. You know, we don't make him go there. And he knows whether or not you mean business. He really does. Just like the time, every time you visit me, I'm going to kill you. Yes, no, you can't. Nope, can't do that. You can harass me, torment me, put me through all kind of hell, but you can't kill me because God said so. And God told me he's going to take you through all kind of stuff, but he can't kill you. So I stood on that. He tried, but it didn't work because I knew that my father told me the devil cannot kill me. And God's telling you all the same thing. The devil cannot kill you. He'll harass you. And sometimes you wish you were dead, you know, but you still stand your ground. You still have that backbone of steel. Just because the devil come to visit you doesn't mean your backbone left you, I hope. It should get even stronger than it did before. Amen. There isn't, you know, I get email after email all of a sudden where people are just being attacked on all sides. We're all going through this, guys. Everybody is. And I'm hearing God, it's the last spurge that the enemy has before he has to leave you. So don't give in right now. I don't care what's coming around your way. Don't give in. Hang on. All right. The commanding influence of the oppressor's curse will break from the hearts of my people. From the hearts of my people. The disheartening crack of the taskmaster's whip will no longer be heard by my sons and daughters. They will not carry the burden of their oppressors. They will not toil for their enemy's gain. They will not work as slaves of cultural brutality. They will not glean empty fields because they worship me. See that? We're already in the victory, God. Come on. Come on. You know, when I was going to high school, you used to always go to the football games. You start cheering before the victory, the score was ever made, right? So why can't we cheer right now for God before the score is ever made, before we ever see the victory? Just start cheering him and thanking him. No, they will own the fields. Y'all will own the fields where they have gleaned. The breaking sound heard by my trumpet remnant will be the cracking sound of their oppressor's authority shattering. If we just get in, one just kept shouting, victory, 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 you know, until it got so loud that the enemy would be totally destroyed. Wouldn't that be awesome? I look at some of the signs God had me put up the door, and I said, God, I wish they were in effect. And, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, the enemy got a little bit of a foothold, and when he gets a little bit of a toehold, he just moves himself right on in, right? And then we have to clean the house, right? And it's harder to get him out than it was for to let him in. The words of their Pharaoh, will be a chaff in the winds as my angels scatter their defiance, enforcing the decrees of my Ecclesiastes. God's angels are decreeing our victory. God's angels are working on our behalf. And it doesn't matter what he throws your way. He's already defeated. Amen. Michael and his chariots of fire have received their orders. Gabriel has communicated strategies through angel armies. Breakthrough angels are now activated. Pharaoh will not have the final word. I will have the final word. Y'all don't believe that. I watch it. You really don't believe that. You still think the devil is in control. And the only way he's in control is if you let him be in control. How many of you actually do warfare in your homes, out on the street, in your cars or something, just letting the devil know that he has not won and you're still in the battle? And you're going to stay there till you see the total victory. Contend in faith and move forward. Ecclesiastes, contend in faith. You have to have faith, as they harden the hearts of your enemies for devastating defeat. Set your heart on what I say. Set your minds with faith, expecting to live in promised places. move forward toward new times and seasons I have prepared for you. You know, maybe tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, you might not be the same as you are today, because God told me in a wink of my eye, I'm going to change everything. Right now, he could be up there winking his eye, and your lives are being changed. You never know what second that's going to happen. So you have to hang in there until it happens. Move forward, new times and seasons I have prepared for you. Move forward toward new times and seasons I have prepared for you. Are you ready to move forward? He's got a whole new life right before you. He's waiting for you to move forward and quit standing still. Move forward into the reformation I have planned for decades. Move forward into positions of authority I have ordained for you. And you know, some of you guys sitting here today, you might just be a nobody, but God's going to put you, just like he did that congressman or whoever he was, took him for their lower rank and put him up into office. He's going to do the very same thing for some of you in here. You might think you're absolutely nobody. You're on the lower rung. Next thing you're going to be up top the ladder. That's the truth. Move forward into the harvest I have ripened for you. Move forward against giant strongholds that I am uprooting, and there will be months of great anointing to grow reformation rapidly. Let's read that again. Move forward into the harvest. Into the harvest. Into the souls I have ordained for you. Move forward into the harvest I have ripened for you. The hearts are open out there. They're just waiting for somebody to come and preach Jesus to them. Because God just said so right here. Move forward against giant strongholds that I am uprooting, and there will be months of great anointing to grow reformation rapidly. You know, these strongholds that you think the enemy has, God's already uprooted them. I think all you have to do is walk by and go bleep, and they'll fall over. But you say, oh no, the devil's chasing me again. He's always around me, always with me, never gives me any peace. Well, go bloop. In other words, you say, devil, get out of my life. Get out of my life. But you just don't do that. You just entertain him. You love entertaining the devil. I feel sorry for you. All right, God says, no, in the next 3 months, the seeds of faith planted by my people with their decrees of faith will accelerate to fullness, producing the fruit of the seeds sown, and my people will enter new times. The faith decrees they've sown will accelerate to fullness, producing the fruit of the seeds that were sown, and my people will enter into times of supernatural reset. Y'all just do not understand what's ahead of you. Or you wouldn't be sitting here, you'd be running around the church. Sit still, Astrid. You'd be running around the church because you know that God's already performed a great mighty miracle in the heavenlies, and he's just waiting to drop it down upon you. You wouldn't be sitting in here acting like you're one person when really in reality you know you're something else underneath that facade you bring into the house. Come on. You know, you just, you know, I am who I am. You all know that. You just had to be who you are. You have to quit pretending that you're something you're not. And see, the enemy loves that when you do that, because that gives him a ground to work on. They've already got yourself there, and I'm just going to take them deeper. And after a bit, he buries you in that false thing that you've been bringing forth. Are you listening? Resetting history. For yes, says the Lord, I am resetting lives. And that's exciting to me. I am resetting the personal history of many. I am resetting the history of my ecclesiasy. I am resetting the national history, and I will reset the history of America. My world changers are now being called to mobilize. Are you a world changer? I hope so. But I don't believe so. You know, or we'd be out there winning the lost. We'd be out there being a testimony for all to see who Jesus really is. You know, guys, 40 years ago, the church is not like it was today. Today's it's a mess. And you and I just, I sit and think about this. You know, how he was when I was first born again and how it's evolved to nothing. You know, because when I was first born again, the Holy Spirit was strong and great signs and wonders and miracles occurred every service. But slowly but surely it's dwindled down to nothing. And I can see why you've just said, well, what's the use? Because if you don't feel the Holy Spirit, if you don't see signs and wonders and miracles, after a fashion, you're going to go into unbelief. No, you're not. Why did you believe I said that? Yeah, because, you know, whenever God said, tell them the glory's come, but don't grow weary, tell them, I really didn't want to say anything about the glory after 15 years. But it's coming. I can't say no, it's not, because it really is coming. I just heard sooner than you think. Oh, I just can't wait to see you all flying out of your seats and laid on the floor for hours. Glued to the wall, well, like we used to say, glued to the wall. I mean, that'll change you. We've seen it all. Some pretending they were in the Spirit, and then the Spirit take hold of them. And then we knew they were in the Spirit. Got to get you in a position that's really awkward and glue you in that position for an hour. And you know it's God. Are you ready to see signs, wonders, and miracles? Like, say, you say yes to that. You know? And somebody walks in the door and what's going on with that person? The Holy Spirit has hold of them. That's either going to make them stay and get changed or run. Because they wouldn't want to be in that position and be frozen. We've seen a lot of different positions. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God's doing in the body of Christ. Even though he's taking his good old time at doing it. Yeah. All right. Where am I at? Embrace and move into the reset I have planned. Decree your faith and activate kingdom power. All right, God, I know that you're going to do this thing. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I'm walking in the power, the miracle working power of the Father, and the devil's out of my life, period. He's still standing there. Just because you said that, he did not leave. So you got Elizabeth here. They're going to have to say it over and over and over again, right? And that is the truth. And then he'll leave. Amen. So I don't want you to get discouraged when you say, oh, well, I just told you to leave. One day, I've got to tell this story right now. One day we was doing deliverance down here, and Brett was helping with the deliverance. And the person we was doing deliverance on jumped up and said, oh, you want a piece of me? Ran to Brett. Had Brett all over the church. Because, see, the other guy's devil was bigger than his. But the devil in him said, oh, you want a piece of me? We ran and worked really hard trying to get him that devil off of him. So you see what I'm saying? The devil knows whether or not you mean what you say. Here's Brett saying, come out in the name of Jesus. And this devil says, okay, I'll show you for what I'm going to do with you. And I'm going to beat you up. So don't play with the devil. Do not play with the devil. Because they know. Now I've lost my place again. All right, decree your faith and activate angel armies assisting the era of supernatural recess. Decree your faith as Pharaoh and his armies are led to the sea of their destruction. Decree your faith and move into a victorious harvest. Decree your faith and move into new history. Decree your faith and move into a victorious harvest. Decree your faith and move into new history. All right, let's go back to this little deliverance thing. You know, because I was always doing the deliverance and heading up the deliverance. And whenever I'd tell the devil to come out, the devil would say, I don't have anything on you, but I know something about your mother. I'd say, shut up and come out. And it'd come out. They had to come out. See, so if your heart's pure and your mind's pure and you don't have sin, you're walking in holiness, them devils, they can do whatever they want to do, but they've got to come out. I think sometimes that's why you guys have so much trouble in here is because you're not really in a holy place with God the way you should, and your hearts aren't right. You're not on unity. And if more than one, you're not in unity when you're doing deliverance. Them devils don't have to do nothing but sit there yeah. You know, just cough. And they stay right in there. That's the truth. So if you're going to do deliverance, make sure your heart's right and you're walking in holiness. You have to walk in holiness and purity. And them devils do not have to listen to anybody that's not walking right. And I don't care who said that's wrong. I know that's right. Been doing this for too long. Ask Bob Larson, he'll tell you. That's who I learned from. All right, I want to read this last statement. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the time of what you call Christmas, that's this year, there shall be a sharp maneuver in the United States government, a very sharp maneuver, says the Lord, and there shall be a shake-up, even panic, says the Lord, screaming in the halls of Congress, says the Lord, for January must be rectified, says the Lord, it must be rectified. I told my kids last year, I said, let's just have really the best Christmas we can have this year. We went way all out decorating everything, and he's had a wonderful time. And I said, because I don't think we're going to have a good Christmas next year. Then I ran across this prophetic word Friday. And I had already told my kids, I said, something's going to happen around Christmas, even before I read this. Something's going to happen around Christmas. I don't know what it is. So get yourself prepared. Get yourself prayed up. Get yourself fasted up. Get yourself as close to God as you can possibly get. And God said if we will be walking with him, close with him, he would protect us. I was telling my son-in-law about it yesterday. I got my guns. God doesn't care if we protect ourselves. I got my guns. I'm going to go down fighting. That's somebody who doesn't know God. That's somebody who doesn't know that God, if you're walking with him, he's going to protect you. I just sat there and smiled. There's no sense arguing with this person because they just know if they got their guns. Everything's going to be all right. We do have guns. We have the big guns, right? We have the angels, right? And all we got to do is call on them, right? So how many of you are really and truly, I'm hearing God say, entrenched so much in him and his word, you know, what he speaks to us, that you believe, that you believe, that you believe, that all you have to do is call on one of those angels and they'll come for your protection. That's where God wants us to be this morning. So close to him that I don't know about you, but I don't fear what's going to come across the land. I already know. God already told me he was going to go into World War III. I read the other day that we're right on the verge of going into World War III. God already, and I said, God, is it going to come in American soil? This is 20 years ago. God said, yes, it's going to come on American soil. There's going to be much devastation when it comes on American soil. I already know all that's going to happen. But see, in the meantime, he told us, if you're standing close to me, I will keep you. I will protect you. I know a lot of Americans are getting killed overseas right now. I know that a lot of Christians are being killed. But you know what? If you read your word, Christians were killed all throughout the battle when a battle went all up through the Bible when the battle went on. And God says that you never go before your time. Doesn't he? And I really believe that anybody that's killed in a battle, in a war like this, it was their time. And you know, it was just, and there wasn't anything going to stop it. This was their time. Because if you really think about it, when you're reading that kind of stuff, don't you read about, okay, so about, I'll say 15 people were killed, but yet here's one person who was hiding behind a wall that never got touched. That it wasn't their time to go. And God performed that miracle and kept them. See, you have to think about this. What has God told you you're going to do for him? Until you fulfill that, it's not your time to go. You know, when I first fulfilled my first 40 years, I had fulfilled everything I was supposed to fulfill. And that's why I got cancer again and was going to die. And when I said to God, God, no, I don't want to die right now. Give me more time. So he said, okay, now you're in a new era. Going to do a new thing for me. See, I fulfilled the first 40. Now I'm in a brand new era. I don't know what it is. Don't ask me. I just don't know. I'm just walking by faith, you know. But I do know one thing. I'm supposed to be teaching the word. I'm supposed to be letting signs, wonders, and miracles flow as much as God can let them flow right now. But also know there's going to come a day where he's going to fill this church up overnight with miracles, and we're going to move into a brand new building. I know all that. See, none of that's come to pass yet. So I know that it's not my time to go. Does he tell me what I'm going to have to go through between A and Z? Yes, he does. But he also says, I'm going to be with you when you go through this. You know, I went through something yesterday with my grandson, and it was, you know, I wasn't upset, you know, we weren't carrying on or anything, but I just put my foot down and said, I will not tolerate that ever again. Somebody cussed me. And so I went out in my study and sat down, and God had me up scripture about love. He said, what did they do to my son? They cursed him. They spit in his face. They beat him. He said, you shouldn't have went where you did. He said, that person was hurting, and they didn't need to hear that out of your lips. They just needed you to say, it's all right, all is well. Are you understanding this? You know, we need to quit. Well, God, I think God put out the prophetic word, if I put it out there yet. We aren't supposed to react. I forgot what the other word is. I can't remember what it was. Respond. Yeah, don't react, which I did. We should respond. And that means get yourself, shut your mouth, and listen for God's voice, and then do whatever God tells you to do. So what I said that to you, for you young girls. If you slip, but that's okay. Just take it to God and say, I'm so sorry. Just like my pastor, you know. You forgave her, you can forgive me. I mean, that's the truth. It's the truth. Because you know what? We all get out of bed the same way. We all have flesh and blood. And we are not Jesus. We're trying to be just like Jesus. And God said right now, I don't know if you can feel it, but there's an anointing falling right now into the room. And that anointing is to have faith, to believe. As you go forward, that you're covered in the blood. And that the angels are already, and this is what I'm hearing God said, the angels are already sent on assignment to fight every battle you're going to go into from this day forth. Now, I'm hearing God say, if you want him to cap that, saying, come on up to the altar. And he's gonna just cap that with his love. I'm hearing him say, with his love.